This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Biden administration is helping people more easily save for retirement. Next year, people will be allowed to save a little more in their 401k accounts on a tax-deferred basis than they can this year. And for people in their early 60s, they'll be allowed to save a lot more. The new contribution limit for 401ks and other workplace retirement plans in 2025 will increase to $23,500. The limits on catch-up contributions stay the same at $7,500. Catch-up contribution plans allow an extra amount of money that people 50 and older can contribute annually in tax-advantaged plans like 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, and the federal government's Thrift Savings Plan. Taken together, that means anyone in their 50s next year can save up to $31,000 for their retirement nest egg, and those savings will not be subject to income tax in 2025. And for those aged 60 to 63, a provision in the retirement law means that those people's catch-up contribution limit will be even higher for the first time next year at $11,250. So people at those ages can save up to $34,750. Contribution limits for individual retirement accounts, known as IRAs, will stay the same at $7,000. And low and moderate income workers who are saving something, anything, for retirement may be eligible to claim the Savers Credit, which is a dollar-for-dollar reduction of their tax bill. Tuesday, November 5th is Election Day across the nation. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. If you're in line to vote before 8 o'clock in the evening, stay in line and you will be able to vote, even if it's later than 8 p.m. Montana has same-day voter registration. Eligible voters are those who are 18 years old or older on or before Election Day, who are citizens of the United States, and who have been a resident of Montana for at least 30 days. Eligible voters can go to the elections office in the Gallatin County Courthouse, 311 West Main Street in Bozeman, on the second floor, and register to vote, receive a ballot, and vote right there and then. For voters who received mail ballots, those ballots must be received to the Gallatin County Elections Department by 8 p.m. People with mail ballots still in hand should hand-deliver their ballots to the Election Department, to any polling place, or to the drop-off point in front of the Gallatin County Courthouse. Curbside ballot drop-off at the courthouse on Election Day is from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. The ballot drop-off is manned all day with officials who will ensure that your ballot is received. Voters can check their polling places and their voter status online at the website votemt.gov. Those voting by mail can also track their ballots via the state portal. That's votemt.gov. Polling locations are open for in-person voting Tuesday, November 5th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. When you go to vote, take an ID with you. Acceptable IDs include a current and valid photo ID, including a student ID or a tribal ID, a current utility bill, a bank statement, a paycheck, a government check, a voter registration card, or other government document that shows the individual's name and current address. If you go to vote and find that you're not on the voter rolls, check your voter status and polling place information. Because of redistricting, some voting locations may differ from past years. Any eligible voter can request a provisional ballot, vote, and turn in that provisional ballot. The elections office will confirm the voter's ID, voter registration, and eligibility before accepting the ballot. Polling locations are open for in-person voting Tuesday, November 5th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Same-day voter registration is available all day at the elections office in the Gallatin County Courthouse, 311 West Main Street in Bozeman, on the second floor, where people can register to vote, receive a ballot, and vote right there and then. Please, on this national and most important election day, vote. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.